reports show the Greek economy shrank more than expected in 2009, with unemployment hitting the highest level in 5 years. The nation's budget deficit is also growing, at nearly 13% of the nation's total output, more than four times higher than limits set by the European Union. Brokerage analyst Vasilis Vlastarakis says, in short, the country is running out of cash.
Greece has a huge problem of renewing, of revolving its credit. 25 billion euros is imminent in the months of March and April. So the markets, they know very well that Greece has to find this money. And the question is on what terms.
European Union leaders met in Brussels Thursday to issue broad support for Greece. But with Germany, France, Italy and Spain publishing weak GDP growth in 2009, there are growing fears that European economies may not be stable enough to provide a bailout package. For now, Vlastarakis says Greek markets remain frozen.
In principle, we didn't hear anything new yesterday, so the market for the time being are frozen and they are waiting for the ECOFIN next week for the real news to come.
Without a specific rescue plan for Greece, economists predict a bumpy road for Greece's economy. Michael Masourakis is chief economist at Alpha Bank.
The Greek economy, will be probably under the influence of, negative market perceptions for months to come, probably, until we get concrete evidence that the budget for 2010 is implemented in accordance with what is in the stability program targets.
The Greek government has taken steps to meet its targets by cutting spending. The steps include a freeze on civil service pay and raising the country's retirement age to save on pensions. EU leaders meet again next week to look for ways to reduce Greece's deficit below 3% of GDP by 2012. Millar Sega, VOA News.